Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, our Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Shviyos. We're in the fourth parak, Mishnayos, Ayin and Ches. Me'emas I Oklin Peros Ha'ilim Bashviyos. When does one start to be able to eat the fruit of the tree during the Shemitah year? In other words, if something grows on its own, when you are allowed to go ahead and consume it. So the Mishnah says, Hapagim, when we're dealing with unripe figs, Mishayas Rihu, once they start to redden, or maybe whiten, depends on which of the mafarshim you look like, and what type of figs you're eating. Whatever it is, the people start to ochel bahem pito basa, the people started to eat them as a condiment on bread, as a spread, right? Bichlu, but once they grew larger, so konis letok beso, then you could start bringing them into the house. And then in the other years of the Shemitah cycle, the same levels are the determinants of when a person is going to be chayav and meiser. And the Mishnah does continue and state, haboser, the unripe grape. What's the deal with grapes? So mishayvi mayim ochabo pito, when it starts to gather juice, one can eat his bread with it in the field. Hivish, but once it becomes transparent and you can see through it, translucent, it's a kones letoch beso, then you can start bringing it into the house. And the same thing is true in the other years of the Shemitah cycle. It's when it starts, it's more than just the juicing stage, but when it starts to become large. So those things are going to be chayav in maiso. So again, technically speaking, what is our Mishnah pointing out? And this is true, the halacha, you can't pick Shemitah fruit before it ripens and is ready to eat, even if you're going to eat. And then things that are usually eaten in small quantities in the field at an early stage of ripening can't be picked at that stage in small quantities to be eaten in the field. It can be done that way, but you can't bring it into your house until it reaches the stage in which it's normally brought into the home, and that is a much more advanced level of development. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic